federal contractors are continually on the hunt for new business, and they can get it one of several ways. For example, they can scour agency postings or prowl conferences and hallways, do a bit of gumshoe business development. But if a company is big enough, it can use a shortcut on its way to new revenue and acquire another company with good contracts. Bloomberg Government finds that companies with positions on multiple award contracts are juicy takeover targets. Joining us now is Sopan Shah, a Bloomberg defense analyst, to tell us more about it. Good morning, Ms. Shah.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So give us sort of the big picture on this. Are these multiple award contractors easy pickings?
We found that a significant portion of contractor acquisitions in the past couple years have involved companies that have a slot on a multiple award contract. And as you said, our research indicates that a slot on a MAC can greatly increase a company's attractiveness to potential buyers. So that's why we examined a subset of companies on large and growing multiple award contracts in the study that Bloomberg Government released today.
So give us some examples of companies that were picked off in that way, and who picked them off?
Sure. These are just a small subset, but General Dynamics bought Vangent in 2011 in part for access to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Enterprise System Development Multiple Award Contract. Mantech bought Trantech in February of 2011 for access to Encore 2 in part, which is a multiple award contract as well. CSC bought Centauri Solutions in 2010, which was on the Defense Intelligence Agency's SITE contract. And these are just a few, as I said, of the many acquisitions that have involved companies on multiple award contracts.
The government's reliance on these multiple award contracts is growing. Are you finding that acquisitions like this are also growing?
Well, we believe that if the federal discretionary budget declines, which seems pretty likely, organic growth is going to be challenging for some of these top contractors, and they're feeling pressure from investors, since many of them are publicly traded, to grow. And acquisition is one way to do that. And as more and more dollars are spent through multiple award contracts, Emily, as you said, $1 in $4 were spent this way in 2011, contractors are probably going to need to be a part of these contracts in order to sustain or even grow their federal business in the years to come.
We're speaking with Sopan Shah. She's an analyst for Bloomberg Government. Now, what's the effect of all of these acquisitions on the competitive climate, that is to say on the contract programs themselves? Is it good for competition and task orders?
We've heard that the government, in reaction perhaps in part to this acquisitions, they are giving initial awards to more and more companies on these multiple award contracts. And agencies are also reacting to M&A. So, for example, the Department of Homeland Security's EEL II multiple award contract is going to prevent acquired small businesses from winning any new work on that contract. And we'll have to see if other agencies follow suit and issue similar rules and requirements.
That's an interesting development, because it seems to me, I mean, who does that hurt, or who does that give a competitive edge to? There, in essence, it might hurt a small company, I guess.
Right, and we predict that it would have a negative impact on valuations, as you said, for those small businesses. So if this becomes more widespread, if more and more agencies start to do that, that could change the merger and acquisition landscape for sure.
And I was wondering what the effect has of this on the company's profits. I mean, it may increase their revenues, but what does it do to their profits and share prices? In other words, is all of this good for investors?
You know, it's difficult to say, to sort of give a definitive answer to that question. We've seen a number of acquisitions in the past 2 years with deal values equivalent to 10 or 12 or even 14 times EBITDA. And that's a pretty large investment in some cases, and it remains to be seen whether the buyers who invested that much cash or stock or debt are going to get a return on that investment.
So it seems in that respect, it might be like any other merger or acquisition out there on Wall Street.
Exactly. I'm sure many of the challenges with integration and the like are very similar.
Now, what do you think are agencies' biggest fears with this? Is it a loss of, as Tom was referring to, sort of those options or competition? Or is it perhaps that it's going to be harder for them, frankly, to meet small business contracting goals? What's their biggest fear?
Well, in the Eagle 2 example that I provided, as you said, meeting agency small business goals is more and more difficult. If these small businesses are acquired, cease to exist, no longer small. And we've seen legislation introduced either in committee or on the floor that addresses these issues. There was one that would increase the small business target for agencies from 23% of spending to 25%. There was another that would tie senior executive service bonuses to agency small business goals. And in the 2013 NDAA, the House version, I believe, there was a provision for an advanced small business concern, quote unquote. And we feel that that program may be intended to help companies that have graduated from sort of small business requirements to continue to win work from the federal government. So small business is a hot topic, and mergers and acquisitions definitely have an impact, and we're seeing the government sort of respond to that environment.
Now, in the federal market, there are those entrepreneurs who start companies serially and then keep selling them. Is there evidence from your research that people go after the award slots on these multiple award contracts for the purpose of being made attractive and being sellable?
It's possible. It's definitely possible. And, you know, I can't say for sure. I can't speak for company owners, but we have heard from interviewing the CEOs and founders of some of these small businesses that as soon as they won a spot on a lucrative contract, the calls coming in, the inquiries into, you know, whether the company is willing to sell, et cetera, doubled as soon as that happened. So it definitely increases interest.